Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Buddy, how are you, my friend?
Tony, I'm well. What do you got on that, senior advisor?
I was going to ask you, what do you
got? I think it makes it sound like you know something, you know.
Well, I am a senior. Let's put it that way. So hopefully I can advise.
But, I mean, you've had a little bit of time away from the game. I was telling everybody, I was joking with you, how your color has come back since having a little time off, but clearly you were itching to get back into it here, and you get to do it at home.
Well, you know, guys, it feels good. I think that you know, for me and so many of us in the game, it's what we do. You know, I feel good physically. The energy level's high. You know, talking with AJ over the last couple months and a couple other people in the organization, it feels right to come back and help. I mean, that's the bottom line for me. And I think that, you know, I still have a passion for this game. And as you guys know, you know, when you spend time in an organization like I did with the Padres, there's an investment there.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's been a little bit of a break, but, you know, I still feel as though I want it to happen here. And, you know, hopefully I can bring a little bit to help us get that way.
I don't think there's any question that you will do exactly that. Bud Black is our guest, new senior advisor with the Padres, announced today, and we're happy to have him on the program. Let's leave the Rockies behind now with one final question. How often do people ask you, how did you make it through that? You are such a competitive guy. You're like the rest of us. You want to win. You knew you had to be patient. Your advice to people out there in the world could be, you know, stuff that we all need to hear, because you faced adversity for a couple of years, of more than a couple of years there.
Yeah, well, for sure. I mean, it started off well, as you know. It, you know,
right.
When I first got there, there was a you know, there's a group of veteran players who were ready to win. You know, we can go through them: Arenado, Blackman, Story, Gonzalez, Desmond, I mean, some really good players, LeMahieu, I mean, all stars. And, you know, we went to the playoffs the first 2 years, and it looked like we were heading in that direction, you know, in years to come. And then things got off track, right? We, you know, we couldn't re-sign some players. You know, the guys that we had in the minor leagues to replace them, you know, didn't quite match up to how we thought they were going to do in the big leagues. And, you know, things just took a turn. And I think as a competitor, like you said, Chris, I think that, you know, you always feel as though there's hope. You always do, no matter the situation you're in. The last couple of years were dire for sure. And, you know, I think the reckoning came a couple of years ago when, our system, didn't produce like we had hoped. And we just couldn't dig ourselves out of that hole. But again, I think, for me, the battle and the challenge to try to do it in Colorado was always there. And that's a tough place.
Yeah.
Tough place to win. It's a tough place to pitch, as you guys know. But there's been years where it's been done. So, I think there's always that hope that it can happen.
I am fascinated as this news kind of broke. In our conversations, you had kind of been hinting that you were ready to kind of get back into it. But I'm fascinated now to be privy to some of the conversations that you and Ruben Niebla will have.
Oh, yeah.
Because,
that's high-level pitching talk
obviously
there.
Obviously, Ruben has carved a name out for himself in being one of the best around in terms of talking pitching. But having played for you myself and having been around you, I know that you have a similar mindset. Is there any excitement looking forward to being able to sit with Ruben and kind of pick his brain and vice versa, I'm sure?
Yeah, I haven't, Ruben and I have crossed paths, we've, gestured the high sign. I've heard such great things about him, over the last few years. And obviously I think they're well-deserved. I can't wait to meet him. I can't wait to converse with him like you just mentioned, Tony. I heard he's great. And I heard that, obviously where Craig is and his place now as the manager, those two guys know a great deal about pitching.
Yeah.
So, hopefully our conversations can lead us to, more outs and more strikes and the whole deal. But, I'm really excited to get to know Ruben, get to know Craig's staff, get to know the new people in the organization that I haven't met. There's still some holdovers who have been there a long time who are really solid baseball people to get re-engaged back with those guys too. So I'm looking forward to the whole thing, really. But, to your point about Ruben, that he's a good one.
You said, we pointed out, and you agreed, you're a senior now, a little bit, advisor. How often have you spent looking back? I mean, I saw you in 1981, like at one of our practices, you were helping the guys play out at San Diego State. You were pitching for the Mariners, I think. I mean, we were like, you played for 15 years, but now you've been managing and all of that for another 15, 20 years even. Was that something you aspired to, or did your the whole thing work out this way?
It just sort of worked out. I always had a passion to teach and to coach. I think, even when I was in high school, I coached Little League, in my hometown up in Washington State. In off seasons, I came back, like you mentioned, Chris, to come back and I helped coach Deets.
Right.
So it was always in there. And then as I got in my career, as I became more of a veteran player, I really took a liking to helping the younger players and, helping them get acclimated and helping as much as I could because, some older guys did it to me. Dennis Leonard, Paul Splitorf, Fida Blue, George, all the guys that I played with in Kansas City. And I just tried to pass that forward as I moved on as a player. And ultimately, when I, retired as a player, there's some paths to go as an ex-player, right? You can go the executive route, you can go into broadcasting, or you can go back on the field. And I was fortunate to, the 5 years after my retirement to do some things with the Indians on both ends, right? On the field and in the office. And, when the Angel situation came up, I dove into coaching, and that's, I think that's where I needed to be, and that's where, I think I'm best served is that. So that's where that lent, that's where that went, just continued from there. But there wasn't really as a youngster to coach or manage, I think you just want to play, and then those things just sort of crystallize as you go forward.
Bud Black joins us here on Gwen and Chris. And Bud, you know, senior special advisor, lends, when you close your eyes, lends yourself to a suit and tie. Everything that you just described was uniform based. Are we going to see you on the field, or are we going to see you more in a suit and tie?
You'd be lucky if you see a golf shirt.
Well,
come on.
Yeah, I think you're going to see me. I think the days of the modern baseball executive in a suit and tie are gone.
That's right. Yeah,
I think you might see me in the occasional blazer or the sport coat, but
okay,
I don't think I'm going to be in uni, Tony. Okay. I think I'm going to be out of uni. You'll see me in spring training. I'll have on the whatever the attire is that day, whether it's a pair of khaki pants or a pair of shorts, pair of sweats. Polo shirt, T-shirt, sweatshirt, hoodie. But you won't see me throwing BP. You won't see me in uni.
That's some good BP.
But you'll see me.
Say.
I'll be around the cage. I'll be around the mound observing. I'll be on the backfields watching the minor leaguers get after it. And you know, I'll probably go watch a college game or two over in Arizona. You know, there's a lot of tournaments over there, so. You know, wherever I'm needed, but I think no uni for me. You'll see me in the modern day executive wear.
Little Tommy Bahama.
Bud Black is our guest. Okay, I got another minute, hopefully, Bud, if you don't mind. And this is, I hope this embarrasses me more than it embarrasses you. But when you were with the Padres managing. I read a book a while ago, many years. Phil Jackson wrote it. It's called Sacred Hoops. We've talked about it, I think, on the show a few times. Great book and dealing with people and managing. For some reason, I thought, for whatever reason, I would share this knowledge with Bud Black. I don't even know if you remember this. I brought the book to the locker room one day before a game and gave you a copy. And I didn't know how to do this, but I'm like, I think you could read this book and, you know, pick some things from this. How stupid was that? Do you remember that? And if so, where is my book? I've never got it back.
I do remember it. Okay. I do remember it.
Okay.
And I did read it. And it was funny. I ran into Phil Jackson in Phoenix.
Okay.
I think he was coaching the Lakers, maybe the Knicks. I can't remember what year it was, but we were at the same hotel in Phoenix. It was April or May, and, both clubs were staying there, and I ran into Phil at a concierge level situation in the morning over coffee. And I went up and introduced myself, and he knew who I was. I mean, everybody, you know, I knew. We watched Phil play when he was with the Knicks, with Bill Bradley and Jerry Lucas and Willis Reed. But I do remember, that exchange, and it wasn't weird at all. I liked it. Thank you. And I always like getting books from guys.
I thought I was out. I think I was a little out of pocket, but I talked myself into doing it anyway. So
yeah.
I hope you enjoyed some of it.
Buddy, we certainly appreciate your time, man. We won't hold you very much longer. I look forward to seeing you, when we get out to spring training here in about probably a little less than a month now. Happy to have you back, man.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Thanks, guys. Good to see you. And you guys will be out there for a bit, a little bit of time, a lot of time.
Tony will be there.
I'll be out there the whole time.
So,
they come out for like a week, though.
We'll come down. We'll say
great.
Hello. So.
Oh, good. Okay. Great, Tony. All right. Thanks, Tony. I'll see you in a few weeks.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. You see down at Tony Gwynn Stadium. We have a nice little event they're planning that day.
That's going to be a good event. Get that out there to the people. That's going to be a good event.
I will do.
Take care, guys.
Buddy.
All right, fellas. Thanks.
See you later.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.